Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Footy, has been good enough to join us for a couple of minutes for Red Z, Red Z Loans for the self-employed, redz.com. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you on.
Great to be on, Dwayne.
Interesting game last Friday against the Broncos. They're not the Broncos that we grew up watching, but you guys were good. So let's talk about the good, not the bad.
Yeah, look, you're right. The Broncos are struggling, we have to be honest. It's the last year and a half hasn't, or 2 years really, hasn't been a great period for the Broncos. And we started slow last Friday, but then Ryan Pappenhausen decided to get involved in the game and change the game in 11 minutes, so scoring four tries. It was quite an extraordinary performance. Not one that I've ever seen for someone to score four tries in 11 minutes. So it was exciting, and it was certainly then, you know, got us ahead for the rest of the night.
And I keep getting calls from people saying, AFL is the only sport in the world that changes its rules, and how can we, you know, keep changing rules mid-season? The NRL has tinkered with one of theirs again.
Yeah, you're probably talking about the 18th man, which we actually probably copied the AFL on this one. I think last year the NRL changed their rules at the beginning or the end of lockdown for the restart of the competition to speed up the game, which the AFL have done. And this time it's the other way around. So, yeah, this is the first weekend where the 18th player, unlike the AFL, but, Dwayne, this is purely for HIA injuries, and you have to have three before you can utilise the 18th man. So it's not a case of one, you lose one player through HIA and you bring the 18th. You actually have to have three players from your interchange of four. So it's going to be a rare thing. There's a little bit of conjecture, a bit like the AFL, which I followed, you know, fear that coaches may manipulate the rules. So they've come up with this. I think three is a bit too many, but I think it's a sensible way to start them. That'll be reviewed, and then I think it'll go back down to two HIAs going forward.
And we've been talking about the loan system this week. You've got Harry Grant. Tell me how the loan system works, or does it work, do you think, in the NRL?
Well, it's still early days. I mean, we were the first ones last year, and it was a huge success with Harry. Harry, obviously, with Cap being in the same position as Cameron Smith last year, and we also had Brandon Smith. His opportunities for playing NRL were going to be limited unless there was injury. So we decided to loan Harry out for 12 months, knowing we'll get him back, and it's just definitely helped. Harry's come back a far better player. And remember last year with the no second-tier competition, Harry wouldn't have got any games. So it was a double whammy for us. So it's been a hit. We would definitely do it again without any shadow of a doubt. And I think you know, as long as it doesn't get overused, I think there's definitely a place for a loan system.
Did you have any say as to how he was used at all?
No, not at all. No, we got a player, Paul Moworowski, who we got great value from. He got a little bit injured during the season, which he lost his place in the 17. But no, there was no, you know, if there was any injury, we always reported that back to the Tigers club and vice versa. Harry got an injury during the season, they reported back. But how they used him, though, was totally up to the Tigers, and the same was with us for our player from their club.
And another big one for you tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, playing the Bulldogs, who, you know, they've been struggling as well this season, but I think their form's a little bit better than their results are showing. I think it's a team certainly rebuilding, and one of those games where whilst you're always expected to win, sometimes these can be tricky games. So, but I must say the players have trained really well. Same intensity going in a normal week. So, but I think the Bulldogs will put up a fight up there at home. They've been copying a bit the last few weeks, and you know we need to continue winning because we, you know, dropping those two games against Parramatta and Penrith, we want to stay with that top four. So it's an important game for us to win it at such an early stage of the season.
Frank, great to have you on. Really appreciate you jumping on. Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football. We'll talk soon. Frank Panisi joining us for Red Z, Red Z Loans for the self-employed, redz.com. Ride High Country is providing free coffees for cyclists between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow at Park Street Dining in Carlton North as well for those people involved in that. And a quick plug to This Is Your Sporting Life on Sunday from 10 a.m. Julian DeStoop talks to former Essendon captain and Brisbane Lions assistant Gary O'Donnell. Thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals. Celebrating Lives. Back to your calls next.